Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. This is our weekly conversation on all things that matter, our families, our finances, and, well, our housing and wow, end of the year. This is the 29th of December. Can't believe it.
Right.
Hope everyone had a fabulous Christmas. And we've got so much to talk about today, so much on the horizon that we are excited about with Clinch Pal, including a very special anniversary. I'm Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And Lindy, Executive Director of Clinch Pal. Tell us what's going on, because we have been around now how many years?
35.
Whoop!
35 years.
Wow, 35 years of helping communities become stronger, of helping families become stronger.
Exactly.
Boots on the ground.
Yes. Building strong communities, caring for people, and protecting natural resources.
And that's how it started, right?
Exactly.
Protecting natural resources.
We did. You know, specifically focused on the Clinch and Powell Rivers, which are mostly in East Tennessee, starting in Virginia. And that's what makes people probably definitely know about Norris Lake. Those are the two rivers that make Norris Lake. Norris Lake is the lake that brought electricity to Appalachia, the first TVA lake. So, you know, historic all the way around, and those rivers are globally important in terms of the biodiversity and the speciation that are in those rivers. And you know, there's more than 17 threatened and endangered species just in those two rivers, which is more than the entire continent that it has. So they're really special. But over those years, you know, we do a whole lot more than conservation, and plus, you know, the need for the things that we address in community development and people's needs are just, I mean, they're everywhere. And so, you know, our services that we provide, that we've expanded the territory, which is, you know, in just been the last handful of years that we've officially you know, become part of the Plateau region. And so, because now we have an office here, we have the radio show, and, you know, Stace here does a fabulous job in connecting people with all the right tools and things you need to become homeowners, to stay homeowners, and to fix your house up, which is a great thing to talk about here in the depth of winter.
Right. I mean, let's talk about people being cold and not being able to afford repairs. You know, this is something that we see globally, right?
Yes.
I mean, it is a crisis. And we start talking about seniors, particularly, senior citizens on a fixed income, and they've been in their home, and this is where they're comfortable, and this is where they want to stay. They want to age in place.
Right.
However, they are on a fixed income, and maybe they've got some windows that are original or haven't been updated, you know, in 20 years.
Yeah.
And you know, they're leaking, and they've got a roof that is leaking, and there are so few resources.
The heat pump is out.
Right. And where do you go, right? Where do you go to get help?
Right.
Well, hi, we're here.
Exactly. We suggest you come here.
Yes, because we can help you. At Clinch Pal, this is one of our big mandates. And like you said, I mean, it's building strong communities. It is taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of people.
Right.
So if I'm a senior citizen or my neighbor, I know that my neighbor is struggling right now. And they could really use some heat, because I noticed over the holidays that they had, you know, space heaters all through the house. What can I do, Lindy, to help?
Well, you can, if you have internet, you can visit the website, clinchpal.net, and get, you know, apply there and everything. But lots of folks don't have, they're not computer savvy.
Yes.
So they can pick up the phone. They can call our main office at 865-828-5927. Or you can also call Stace here locally at
865-274-8598. And of course, we'll repeat those numbers at the end of the show. And what we do is we're going to find out what the situation is, what's going on. And once we know what's going on and what that client or potential client's economic situation is. Mm-hmm. Are they very low income? Do they have any income at all? Right. How is their credit? Is this, you know, because we've got so many different programs. This is not a one size fits all.
Right.
So we need some basic information so we can say, okay, so now that we've gotten this information, here are the options. Mm-hmm. Now, how would you like to proceed?
Right.
And that, I think, is so empowering. I know for my mom, you know, aging in place with her dogs, that was very, very important. Mm-hmm. She wanted to stay in her home.
Right.
She did not want to leave that. That was the life that she built with my father. That was her dogs.
Right.
That was everything.
So, I mean, you know, you raise your children there.
Right.
You know, it may be where you grew up.
But it wasn't safe.
Mm-mm.
It just was not safe for her. And that's part of what we can help with.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with a client right now, and she has a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual mobile home.
Mobile home.
And it is on a permanent foundation, but it's a single wide trailer. And she had a handyman come out and do some work and did not do a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
And actually caused more issues.
Oh.
So we're actually working with her to get her a new roof and to get her some mold remediation because mm-hmm. their leaking has caused some mold.
Right.
You know, so it's all of these things, right? And in her case, she's able to pair up a couple different programs where she's going to get $10,000 in free grant money, free money.
Right.
And then she's going to take out a 1% loan for the balance. So her payment's only going to be about $20 a month.
$20 a month.
So she can afford this.
Right. At 1% interest.
At 1% interest.
And she'll have a safe house, a sanitary house, and a warm house, a dry house.
Exactly.
For her. Well, and that's part of the, that I believe in something that's different and great about Clinch Pal, and something that we have worked out specifically, is you make one application.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares what the name, what the program is.
Nope.
Where exactly, you know, it's our job to try to help you meet your, you know, your immediate, your well, I can't say crisis needs, but you know, your needs, let us decide how to pigeonhole it to make sure it fits this program or
right.
that program. You fill out one application, and then we figure out how to make it work. Like you said, sometimes there may be two programs mm-hmm. that join in together. It might be one, and there have been as many as three programs
yep.
that come together to make it better. But you know, you do have to be a homeowner. These programs are not for renters.
Yes,
we wish there were more options for renters, it has to be owner occupied. But my goodness, there's so many, and it can be fearful. You know,
yep.
But don't, you know, you want to be beware of, you know, be of scammers.
Yes.
And it can be daunting, but many of these programs, there's not even a lien on your house.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're tying up your house. It, you know, you're afraid that if you were to pass away, you don't want your children to have, you know, any trouble. But no matter what happens later today, you know, we want our elders to be warm,
yep,
and dry and safe.
100%. That's exactly correct. And I look at these programs, and one of the things that I experienced working for other agencies is that the client would get some funds from a program, whatever it was, and then they're on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on your own.
Right.
We don't operate that way at Clinch Pal. We actually have staff who oversee these programs. So let's say you had a neighbor that needed a new HVAC and a new roof. So they went to XYZ HVAC company, and they're going to do the HVAC work. And then XYZ Roofers is going to do the roofers. And we're going to assume that they're going to be ethical, that they're going to do things in a workmanship-like manner, because they have to be vetted to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the client is the one who's hiring them. We are not hiring them.
Mm-hmm.
So where, again, Clinch Pals thinks differently is that we're going to work with those contractors. We have a site supervisor who is going to be coordinating with those subcontractors and making sure that they are doing things in a workmanship-like manner, that it doesn't fall on your 93-year-old grandma.
Right.
And that's really important, because one of the things that I hear a lot out in the field and kind of the boots on the ground is that there are so many dishonorable people.
Yes.
That take advantage, or they start a job and maybe they don't finish it, or they don't clean up, or they don't. We had a situation last year, actually, where we had a project in place and the contractor was very good. So this is not a negative on them. But when they were doing one of the projects, they broke a lamp that was on a newel post. And I mean, it was, you know, maybe a $20, $30 kind of lamp post thing.
Right.
But Gary had been out there, our site supervisor had been out there, and he had taken pictures, because this is what we do before the project started.
Right.
Takes pictures during the project and then takes pictures at completion. So he saw the broken lamp and thought to himself, I don't remember that being broken.
Right.
Went back through his photographs, realized that, oh, wait, this wasn't broken then. Talked to the contractors. The contractor said, oh, yes, you know, we're going to make that right. We're going to go ahead and take care of that. And they, and I believe that they would have. I don't think that they were being disingenuous at all. But because we have that boots on the ground, Gary was able to stop that right there and get it addressed and get it in writing so that the homeowner felt very comfortable that this was going to be taken care of, that this was not on them.
Right.
And then the other part was that they also will go over all of the materials and make sure that everything is inventoried. And that's really important because, again, this is a different project. When it came time to get the windows in, there were windows that were not the correct size. But because Gary was working with the contractors, he had all of those notes. He was able to check down the list and say, oh, by the way, this isn't correct. We need to get this reordered, which cut down on time. Because if you know anything about what's going on with supplies right now, windows especially, are hard to get.
Yes.
So because we have that layer in place, Gary's able to take that off of the homeowner, and that's a huge bonus.
Well, yes, and we also make sure that they are adequately insured.
Yes.
And are, you know, and are a licensed business.
Yes.
And, you know,
have
reputable.
To be. Have to be vetted.
Exactly. So, and the work is inspected.
Yep.
So it's, which all those, you know, it's like, who do you call? Who do you call? Well, you know, you didn't know necessarily it needs to be inspected or that it should be inspected, or sometimes a permit might be required or, you know, or. So, but, you know, especially your elders, you know, it's just like not stuff they need to worry too much about.
Right.
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't.
You know, it's like it's already stressful enough when you're on fixed income. And so we do try to help. That's what we try to do. And what's also super exciting is because we have some special funding that's just for Cumberland County.
I love special.
I know. Special is always good.
Special. And we got to give a little shout out. Give a shout out to VEC and to the United Fund and everyone who donates to the United Fund, because we've received grants from both of those. And we also received a very lovely end of year gift. Between
private
all of
donation.
That, yeah,
yes.
Between all of that, I mean, that's some funds that would not have otherwise been available, and it's all earmarked specifically
for
seniors
County,
here in Cumberland
which
County.
Which then we can partner, or we can combine with some other money we have, so the money goes further.
Yep.
And more people in Cumberland County can get help specifically. So, you know, maybe, like Stace was saying, maybe your neighbor, or, you know, might be a family member, or, you know, it's just, I see it all the time. When you're in the business, you're rolling down the road and it's like, oh my gosh, there's a tarp on that roof.
Yep.
You can just tell, you know, it's someone on a fixed income. It's like, I'm just going to need to stop here and just make sure that they know that there's, you know, there possibly is some help there. So how do we get started? mentioned, you know, you can apply on our website at clinchpal.net, but you can also make that phone call and we can mail you an application. Mm-hmm. What we can also do is ask you questions on the phone and, you know, partially fill out that application. Mm-hmm. You'll still have to sign it and there'll be documents mm-hmm. to gather. But our goal is to be as user-friendly as possible. And, you know, because even the smoothest things we can do, there's still paperwork.
That's right.
So, Stace, why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, let's say if you want to do this, just so you have an idea of, you know, what sort of paperwork would I need?
And that's a very good point, what paperwork you need. And we're always able to meet in person here in Cumberland County. Mm-hmm. We've been able to pair up with the library, has been very generous giving us space, and also Fair Park Senior Center has given us space, UCHRA. So if this is something where you feel much more comfortable sitting down face to face, hey, that's fine. Have computer, we'll travel, and we are happy to do that because we understand.
Because we're very lucky we have an office here.
We do. We have an office here. And we understand that, you know, sometimes you just need to feel comfortable.
Correct.
And that feeling comfortable is meeting somebody face to face and shaking their hand. And that's fine because we're going to be asking for some information that is very specific, like Social Security cards.
Yes.
We need to have a copy of your ID and your Social Security card. These are all password protected. They are all securely stored. So there is nothing that's floating around. There is no paper, which is really beautiful. So when you come to our offices here in Cumberland County, you will not find paper files. They do not exist. So everything is on a secure network. So you can feel very, very safe. There are multiple layers of security because we've got one of the best security people ever working it. I know because he gives us little meetings every week and then we know what's going on. But being able to be a good steward of your private information and your confidential information is super important in what we do. So security cards, the Social Security or pension award letters. And if you do not have that, there are ways that we can help you to go on these websites to be able, like socialsecurity.gov, to be able to create an account specifically for that so that you can get that award letter. We can walk you through it. I actually have cheat sheets that I send out with applications that tell you how you can get some of these documents. Tax returns, if you don't file anymore, that's fine. It's just a written statement. And then we can get what's called a tax transcript or a wage and income transcript that backs up that you've said that through the IRS. That's very simple. We can walk you through that. So there's different things that we do need. Again, it's
one thing
basic
that everybody needs that sometimes it's hard to find. I want to throw this in. It's the deed.
The deed
it's
to the house.
It's the property mm-hmm. deed.
Yes. Yep.
And what we need is the warranty deed,
yes.
Not, you know, lots of folks have a deed of trust,
yep.
But that's not an actual deed. But hey, you've been a homeowner for decades,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may not know where your deed is.
Yeah.
So never fear, because a copy of it will be at the courthouse.
Yep.
It'll be recorded, and you can always, you know, just go there.
And it's free here. They'll give it to you for free in Cumberland
really?
County.
So that's wonderful. So mm-hmm. it's like sometimes if it's going to be so stressful to try to go through everything, go to the courthouse.
Yeah.
Say, I need this help. But it does need to be the warranty deed,
yes.
not the deed of trust.
Yeah. Very important. Your tax information, your homeowner's insurance. This is something I get a lot from our elderly, particularly those who are living in mobile homes that are on a permanent foundation that have been paid off. They do not carry homeowner's insurance because it is so expensive to get.
I was going to say, we need to talk about homeowner's
insurance.
It
is so vital. It is so imperative that you not just have homeowner's insurance, but that your homeowner's insurance coverage limits are going to be enough to sufficiently cover any losses. Was actually talking to someone in Knox County about a month and a half ago, and she was a sort of an adjunct victim of Hurricane Helene.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not in the declared disaster areas because she was in Knox, so she was right over. But she still had the hurricane force winds, and she had a tree, and it came on her mobile home. And when she went to get her insurance claim, her insurance coverages were so low, they were only going to cover about, she said, about $12,000. Mm-hmm. That's not even going to cover a place for her to stay.
Yeah.
So everything is a total loss. And so you really need to be aware of that.
And that can happen very easily.
Yes.
Again, if you've been homeowner a long time, yep, and you maybe not have the an insurance agent that is on top of it, mm-hmm, or it may be that you have the type of insurance that you've never seen a person, it's, you know,
yeah,
one that's a remote
online,
one of those,
mm-hmm,
deals. Yeah. And so your coverage has never increased, but boy howdy, the cost of repairs has certainly,
yep,
increased. We need to do a show just on homeowners insurance.
And we'll get an expert to come in and maybe talk with us.
Exactly.
Because, great idea.
And why it's particularly timely right now, it's always timely.
Yes.
But and thank goodness, you know, the big disaster didn't hit here, but it has hit. But I, you know, all these disasters, mm-hmm, every single one of us is impacted.
Yes.
By the disaster.
That's right.
Through our insurance.
100%.
Yes. And all insurances are not the same.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there are choices, but we need to be smart consumers, and you don't want to be underinsured, but you don't want to be overinsured.
Right.
So yeah, we want to talk through that. But you must have homeowners,
yes,
insurance.
Yes, gotta have it. It's a requirement.
And we get people, you know, sadly, this is not unusual to get applicants who cannot get homeowners insurance, mm-hmm, because of the repairs,
yes,
that are needed to their home. And, you know, that gets tricky. But, you know, if the repairs we're talking about will make the home insurable, we can possibly work through that as well. So, you know, it all comes down to we try to get to yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our goal, is to try to get to yes. If folks are willing to, you know, stay with us and do the work, we usually can get to yes. May not be yes today, but we can get to yes. There's very few times you can't get to yes.
That is absolutely 100% correct, mm-hmm, what Lindy is saying. And as far as insurance, this is really good advice for anyone. And I had a situation a few years back. One of my kids had bought a car off their parents. So, mm-hmm, they came back and they thought, thought that they had full coverage, but they only had liability.
Oh.
And wife rolled the car and it was completely destroyed. And they owed the parents and, of course, nothing that they could do because they only had liability.
Right.
And it's just so important that you take a look at your home insurance policy every year. Take a look at those declarations. What is it saying? What does it say about your roof coverage? What is it saying about wind damage? What is it saying about, you know, XYZ? What is it saying about your pets? A lot of people don't think about this, but pets are a really big rider on insurance. You want to make sure, because this was an example that somebody gave to me, an insurance agent gave to me. True story, dog ran out in the road and car coming down the road, swerved to miss dog, ended up hitting the homeowner's mailbox, damaged the car, and of course destroyed the mailbox. So who's liable?
Mm-hmm.
That was the question. And it turned out that the homeowner was ultimately liable because the homeowner's dog had been out of the house and was not on the leash, and it was a leash law area.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog was the cause for the car, and the homeowner got sued.
Yeah.
And the homeowner did not have a pet rider. So this is really important that you look at your policies and you talk to your insurance agent. I know it's kind of crazy when you start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those one in a million cases. But, you know, I used to like those commercials that came out. I don't remember which agency it was, but it was like, you know, here's a real world situation. And
right,
it's like the most bizarre thing that you could ever imagine. I keep expecting to see that one on there. But it's just one of those things where that's what insurance is. I mean, insurance is what you don't expect. and what you don't see coming.
Well, some mitigation.
Yes. Exactly.
It's a risk.
Yes. It's
the amount of risk that you're willing to take.
That's right.
And if you don't have that.
That's right.
And, you know, here's another personal. I live in a house and, you know, it's in the woods. But those woods all belong to my neighbor. They don't belong to me. I just have a house and a lot that happens to be surrounded by trees.
Uh-huh.
And neighbor's tree fell on my roof and, you know, called. And, of course, you know, the neighbor called his insurance to be told that, his homeowner's insurance won't cover it. It will have to be covered under my homeowner's insurance because it was an act of God.
Ah.
Which I just could not believe. Yeah. I still can't quite get over it. Now, I have no right. I can't go cut the trees that are threatening my house, and I can't make him cut the trees that are threatening my house. But if his trees fall on my house, it's my insurance that has to pay for it. And your policy goes up. And if, you know, because another thing we'll get in that is like, you know, if you want to think real hard before you have a claim, because, you know, your insurance can get canceled as well. So, but what I did also learn, because I just couldn't believe that. And I was at a housing conference training and being presented. So I got to ask questions. Long story short. Said if there are trees that you feel are threatening your house, if you write your neighbor a letter saying, I am concerned about this tree that may fall on my house, and if it does, if they don't do anything about it and it does fall on your house, then they have to pay for it.
Wow. So I take it your neighbor got a letter?
The neighbor has gotten a letter or, you know, but again, he's got so many and, you know, he has cut quite a few of them. But
yeah, I never would have thought about it being an act of God. I would have thought the same thing. I would have thought that it was the neighbor's responsibility because you're supposed to maintain your property.
Right. So, I mean, of course, this neighbor, you know, he's not a house and lot. He's got, you know, I don't know how many acres, probably 100 kind of thing.
But it is an interesting proposition. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it's so important that we do definitely get an insurance guy.
Yes, exactly. I think that'd be great. But we digress. So back to the application again, because here we are. It's the depth of winter. Yeah. And, you know, one hopes that it's like, I think I've got really issue with my HVAC. You start earlier, but you know what? Sometimes you don't know
and
it happens.
That's right.
So,
until it's too late.
Yeah.
But we're here to help and we need your help. With the last couple of minutes we got here, we need your help. We need your eyes. We need your ears. We need your minds. If you know somebody, you're at church,
help.
You hear somebody talking, please pass our information along. Clinch Powell. Clinch Powell. Clinch Powell. Clinch Powell. 35 years. This is our 35th anniversary of helping to build strong communities, of taking care of people, protecting our natural resources. And it all starts with people. It all starts with our neighbors, with you, with me, with our families, our friends, saying, hey, I know somebody who needs help.
Right.
Maybe it's me, maybe it's not me, but I know somebody, and I'm going to give them your information. Give Clinch Powell a call. You can call Stace here in Cumberland County, 865-274-8598. You can call the main office.
865-828-5927.
You can find us online at clinchpowell.net, which is phenomenal. When you go in there, you will see everything. We are extremely transparent. We're a nonprofit 501c3 with all of our financials are there
Correct.
To see. So you know that you can trust.
Yes.
As you're getting ready to go into the new year, this is what we are asking of you, to look to the friends and family, look to the community, because we've got money to help folks out so that they are not suffering through this bitter cold winter.
Exactly.
And that, at the end of the day, is the heart and mission of Clinch Powell, because it all starts with people.
That's right. And if we can't help, we'll help find someone who can.
And that's where we're going to leave it this week. This has been a lovely, lovely year. I thank you so much, Lindy, for being a part of the radio show. This, I know, has been kind of a dream of yours.
And exactly. Now, I always wanted a radio show.
And look at your crab orchard.
Exactly.
Born and raised resident. And now you're right here.
I know. And we are so fortunate to have Stace as part of our team at Clinch Pal. And just actually, like, you know, tearing it up here on the plateau. And so give her a call, because
yes,
she
please.
Will break her neck to help you.
865-274-8598, clinchpal.net. Until next week, have a blessed, a safe new year, and we'll see you in 2025.
There we go.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.